again.
At the group where Amy was going to physical therapy for her hip, she had surgery a few weeks ago, and so they had to take out and leave. And Scotty, he was working on changing the tires on one of the cars, and then he ran off the road with the other car and bent a rim this morning. They're batting 1,000.
Stay far away from them if you can. Maybe your luck will get better.
Drivers, but I don't know. Well, he had a Dodge Charger, and he ruined a rim on it. Well, I'll tell you what. Our daughter up in Michigan was coming off an exit a month or so ago, and she had a chuck hole big enough to run all four rims on her BMW, wasn't it, Bernice? And on her Nissan Maxima, all at once, Rusty.
Oh, you could lose a Volkswagen in something like that. Oh, well, you know. And on the lunch thing, I had called, when you called me the first time, I was placing the order, and by the time I got there, they had it ready because I had to go through traffic to get there. So it was about ready when I got there, and, you know, it didn't take long to get it, so I'm on the way back to the house now. And everybody will be happy because we can all take a break, and they can eat lunch, and I can eat some lunch because my kitchen was not in a condition I could have prepared anything for lunch. Sandwiches, soup, nothing. So, good thing I was going out for stuff, but anyway. Oh, well, you get things done and all. Well, how successful money-wise was your trip to Mississippi?
I haven't counted mine yet. And I think I lost about $20. I paid for one of the meals, which was $200 for six people. And it really wasn't anything that fancy. That didn't shock me. I figured it would be. But they paid for the plane tickets and the hotel and everything. So I didn't mind. And then, Bernice, you lost how much? Oh, well, she come back with almost as much as she went with, Rusty. But she said maybe between 100 and 200, so that's all right. It was her birthday present.
Well, you can come back with almost as much as you left with, and you didn't go that far in the hole, then you're ahead of the game. Because usually you go to those places, and their thing is, give me your money, give me your money, give me your money. So, you know. The house is favored when you play those places, machines or cards or whatever, and also. Anyway, well, good everything you had it. Hopefully you'll get better soon, and at least the virus was not on your brain. How about that?
Pretty small to attack something that small. Yeah, when it comes to those casinos, I'm like Dave Watson. It's just like taking your money and throwing it off the side of the ship. Well, he did that once. The only time they ever went to a casino, and he asked his wife how much she lost, and she told him he just took that much out of his wallet and just throwed it out in the wind. He said, that's just the same as what you just done. And it's about like getting a traffic ticket. So I'm pretty tight when it comes to those places. It's Bernice's only vice, and she'll usually spend $100 once or twice a year, so she's well worth that. But when I seen how the odds were in that casino, and they were lousing, and it was smoking in every casino, and that didn't make me happy at all, at least one will get my money.
I'm fine with you here because I'm back to the house. I need to get out and grab the mail and then get this food inside. Feed these two hungry guys. Talk to you later. N0TR W2T73.
73 W2T N0TR clear.